They're going to start releasing information. And the information was that there's going to be lockdowns, which end up happening. I knew since the beginning.
And the information was that there's going to be
lockdowns,
which end up happening. I knew since the beginning.
Yeah, you're frozen on.
Okay, I knew since the beginning.
Okay, it's coming back.
Yeah.
I think we're back.
Everybody's yeah, okay?
Yeah, yeah, that was interesting. We know we're going to get interference. That comes with the territory, but that
oh,
was...
Oh, that's okay. Not a problem. I think this was my mistake. I had something open.
Okay.
Okay, so basically when all that started to happen, they told me since the beginning what it is, you know, the plandemic.
Yeah,
but I couldn't say anything. I knew what it was and how it's going to play out because I knew it was complete manipulation. And I had people, when I start mentioning something, slowly releasing information, they were people that they had family members passed away or something happened in different facilities and nobody wanted to listen. So I said, I need to back off and not revealing what's really going on because they're not ready yet. They got to see what's really happening. So what they told me since the beginning that the whole platform with all that that is occurring is going to be up to 2023. That was the timeline that negative, positive, whatever we do in the battle, this is the linear expansion of what's really going to occur. But what's really going to occur is based on the vibration of the sequences that your body carry. And based on that, you're gonna see different situations. But they told me that the end result for humanity wins the battle. Basically, humanity is moving to the next level. But in between, who, how, where, and when is going to be fluctuation because not everybody is going to be able to complete their task, whatever they've been asked to. Some people get to greet, fear, whatever platforms, whatever society they are. And I recently had out of the blue Ashtar command. I heard about it, but I never had a direct contact. And it was very strict, was very on point by telling that the final stages of the war between good and evil started. Things will escalate, they said, to such an extent to that everybody, no matter where we are, like how it is, you're going to see directly or indirectly whatever really is happening. And you're going to see things escalating. And the fact that we're already locked in a Stargate reality of an outcome that is positive. But we already made it, but now we're going to experience how this is happening. And sometimes that experience for everybody is going to be different. And they said nothing to worry, but the challenge what will be is to hold the vibration of the trust and be warriors because they are the negative side is going to do everything possible like a crescendo to literally push you against the wall, to put you in fear so you can consent to their negative manipulation. And the reason for that is because realities in these timelines are splitting up in two different timelines. They're actually three. And I explain why three. Two different timelines. One of the reality from the negative side, whoever consents, move towards different timeline. And in that timeline, they're going into eugenics, into cyborg, into all this AI artificial intelligence that is our construction, has nothing to do with recognizing humanity for preservation. And eventually this timeline in the future, so-called future in the now, because we're talking quantum now, in the quantum structure, everything is at the same time. they eventually will not make it. Their timeline will self-destruct, they told me, because they're also part of consciousness. And if you are part of the entire universal consciousness, your fractal momentum expression in time space, you also have to upgrade yourself. You cannot just reject consciousness because you are part of consciousness, another fractal momentum. So they will reach a point to super technology with AI, eugenics, cyborgs, anything you can think of, but will be a moment that they cannot reproduce anymore. And because of that, they realize what happened. They realize what happened and that is a mistake. And they will start sabotaging, which they're sabotaging the timeline for their linear connection. For example, the souls that were negative here evolved in the future in their negative timeline. They realize they cannot reproduce and make it anymore. So by lineage, they're connecting with their other self right now so they can sabotage the platform so we all move to the positive side. In the meantime, all of us that came here to hold the vibration of this planet and staying in a fifth dimensional structure to break away from that negativity, we're the ones basically to hold the vibration and to be the warriors and the pillars for the new beginning. And that timeline is going into interstellar. We're going to use super technology, med beds. We're going to see spacecrafts traveling. And on top of everything, we're going to use artificial intelligence, but is organic. That artificial intelligence, as you know, James, I talk about that expo that I was. There are two types AIs. One is goes into Archon that is not preserving, and the other fifth dimensional is organic and recognizes and preserves humanity, is taught to recognize. Besides all the extraterrestrial platforms of technologies are based on AI, and that AI is controlling cyberspace holographic imprint when it's completely mimicking your thought and you have a virtual reality around you and it looks like a real. You can be right now in something like this, you don't even know it if you're not advanced of understanding. Yeah. So this timeline is going through the fifth dimensional structure. But what they told me, because we all get upset and we say, how can you possibly not see the manipulation and consent to this negative structure? And you get angry because you love humanity, you want to do a lot of stuff. But what the council just told me, which was another piece of the puzzle, never ever they said to me, which was the message for today that I had the live webinar, tell to the people that consent to something like that, to the negative, that they are stupid, they don't understand, because they said they're also part of the ascension. They made sure that they did not understand because they said they had to consent in order to exit the structure into a different dimensional sequence to die, for example, because they said these people that are dying, once they get into the ether structure, they realize what's happening and they're going to be the legions, they said, the ether legions that will hold the vibration around the matrix of 3D to 5D, 4D transition to hold that vibration. So you hold in, they said, in a meta structure in a 5D earth ascension. And in the meantime, you have the legions of the people that didn't make it, also holding the vibration in the ether, because they said those two platforms, they have to merge in a frequency and becomes very potent resonance. And that whole structure between matter and ether, which is magnetic and gravitational field, will push the entire planet into the timeline of fifth dimensional structure, which is a permanently locked up already. So they gave a pentagram, and the pentagram was with hexagon, star and pentagon, and the star has an entry of 47 degrees. It's in my YouTube video that I did today. And it's a meditation, and I explained the geometric pattern. And that was done so we can create a portal of a stargate. Mm-hmm. And each individual that is doing the structure is actually putting more vibration to basically put more potency, the whole structure that they talk about it to expand. So they said, we're going to see so many people not making it. But the people that are not making it are the ones actually the sacrifice they said themselves in the name of humanity, so they could be the part of the etheric legions to also sustain the structure matrix for the new beginning. And I was like, oh my God, I never thought it this way, because I was very angry. I mean, really hurtful to see how everybody was brainwashing. Sadly enough, a lot of to be basically with degree, that doesn't mean you're intelligent, because you've been brainwashed through the system of this occult that they were teaching with different metaphysics, with different math. Nobody talk anything that should be there, because it was for control, because whatever they were projecting was for control.
Yeah, I tell people, I have people come at me all the time, and they go, I have a PhD, and I go, well, how does that apply here? I said, they don't teach anything about UFOs or the higher dimensions or anything else, you know? And then, you know, they get really cocky a lot of times, and I go, well, you have a PhD in recycled ignorance. And so this is outside of the box, you know?
That's a good one.
Yeah. This is far beyond, you know, outside the box that you were given. But if you want to go outside the box, we can do that. But, you know, and it, you can speak to them in their language, you know, and talk about the vibrational continuum and all the other stuff. And they do kind of understand that. You start talking about other densities or dimensions. Everybody has a different name for that. But, you know, the bottom line is that you can't, you know, you see with the brain, and your brain chooses what you see. And that's neurophysics, you know, or neuroscience. So if they don't believe it, or if they say, I'll believe it when I see it, that's just self-sabotaging. You know, they're never going to get it because they don't believe it. So they're not going to see it, you know? So it's like, where do you go with that? You know, you go, look, this is your journey. If you don't want to take that journey, that's fine. If you want to maintain that program of recycled ignorance, you've spent all this money and time and energy to get a little piece of paper, you know, that's okay too. But I said, you know, if you really want to know what's going on, like, I know a guy, a German scientist, he's got like 9 PhDs. He's like off the scale, but you know, he has abilities beyond, you know, what normal people would even imagine. But you know, he said, science comes to you. He said, real science comes to you. And any major scientist that is doing the breakthrough science and bringing in all the new information, everything, they'll say the same thing. I didn't learn it in school. It came to me. It came to me in a dream, a vision. I was meditating. I just had a big aha moment, you know, and it came. That's a lot of what you're doing right now. You're bridging that gap and bringing in the higher science, you know, in for people to understand. There's a bunch of questions that I wanted to say. Something was really funny, because before the interview last night, I was seeing images of people dying. And when they died, I went, oh, that guy's going to be pissed when he finds out what really happened to him. And then he's going to be on the other side. And I'm wondering what they're going to be doing from the other side when they really realize what's really happened, and they still have bridges and connections with loved ones here on Earth. And it's funny, you just talked about that. That's very same thing. What's happened is that they're bridging, you know, the higher dimension, and they're a bridge between the two. And it makes sense. It really makes sense, because, you know, you can look at things totally differently. And, you know, if you had any kind of near death experience or something, you realize that this isn't it. This isn't all there is, that we're continuous, you know, beings. So it helps people to deal with that, you know. Sometimes somebody comes to me, they're all sad and upset, and they go, yeah, somebody died. And I really try to have empathy with them and things like that. But having died myself, it was the most awesome experience I ever experienced. And so I'm trying to say, oh, I'm sorry. But inside of me, I'm going, all right, you know, you're free.
You made it.
Yeah, you made it. You're free. You know, and I'll check in and find out, make sure they got to the higher levels or whatever. But what's going on? There's I wanted to talk a little bit about what kind of information are they giving you concerning the, I know there's different groups. There's the Council of Nine, there's the Federation of Worlds, there's a Galactic Federation. Everybody has different terminology for these. I guess Ashtar Command kind of, to me with Ashtar Command, they kind of got a bad rap because they had a lot of people that were, you know, representing them that weren't on the up and up. Their integrity levels weren't very high. And so I used to hear that a lot, you know, in Saint Germain too, and things like, they're always saying things and then they go, and next thing you know, they're asking for money, or next thing you know, they're saying, well, for $50,000, you can have a seat on the ship and you'll be the one.
Oh my God. Seriously? I haven't seen that.
I have. Trust me, I have. And I just go, oh God, you know, and it's sad that that's out there. And there's just a real lack of training and kind of levels of integrity when it comes to channeling and things like that out there. You know, you see a lot of that, but to sift through that, but there seems to be two levels of Ashtar. There's like a fallen part, or I don't know if that's just the fallen people's image of who they are. And then there's this really high Ashtar Command that Elena Danon talks about on Jupiter, and they have these massive Federation planets and all these other things. Are you getting any information about that?
What happened with me, I cannot claim what other people, you know, of course, experienced, but my experience with him was very clear, very strict, very on point. Yeah. Literally said what is going to happen, and explained the situation and said that this is going to be the first of other contacts. So I usually when I get something like this on point without me asking, I didn't even think about it. I all of a sudden start downloading information. But as you know, my forte is really quantum physics and stuff like this, because they told me that I already know this stuff, and then was revealed that I was part of the command. And I didn't want to talk too much because now what, commander of a spaceships and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, I have to create it to see it, to know how it is. So I understand why I was taken very seriously. And I had a very good experience. The Council of Nine are extremely serious. Mm-hmm. They are the main source, the hybrids. I got the hybrids. They look like the grays, but they're hybrids. They are very on point, and they taught me detox. They taught me in the beginning what's happening with the holograms. They were teaching me how fluctuation of the timelines of the realities collapses. So I understand the stuff in the level of, if a scientist, for example, talk about things, I get information beyond that structure. I was reading J.J. Kurdock, The Book of Enoch, not to mention that this book is now $260 compared with $50 when I bought it. I don't know why it jumped that much in price.
I was just given one just a couple of days ago. It came in the mail.
Yeah. And I'm happy that I bought it at that time. But when I was reading this information, I was downloading information on top of that information. So yeah. I can explain things in a way so you understand, so you can really start using your power to restructure the timelines and the realities in the holograms. And that is fundamental, because in the future, we will learn different, basically the language that is without the negativity in it, like language, but you can say stuff, but the sentence will be worded in a, such a way that will not project like a sonic vibration. They were explaining to me that the word becomes like a sonic vibration and penetrate like a laser through the matrix and creates this geometry reality. And that's why they said, but with that, you have to connect the thought, the imagery, and the emotion. And that what creates the whole hologram to be very potent. So we're going to have to learn different ways of completely controlling our thoughts. And think about it, how many times we control the thoughts, how many times you have the F-bomb throughout the day, or you're thinking something completely different for somebody else. That is incredible control. And this is what they want to teach us. Because that creates the reality. So we break away from the illusion that you have to see it to believe it. Actually, in the quantum structure, you have to know it to create it, to see it. But how do you know it? You need to study your quantum structure, how you are, how it combines, what is the metaphysics, because everything in the structure exists, every reality in the structure exists. Mm-hmm. So the extraterrestrials, they know that because they said to me that we are going to go interstellar, we're going to see all this stuff, but at the same time, there are platforms that they can bilocate between the timelines of different realities, and this is mastery. But in order to do that, first of all, your consciousness have to completely embed and understand the metaphysics of our creation, how this is happening, because if you cannot grasp and the perception and the understanding of the probabilities in what is really important and what can happen, you cannot even comprehend to create it. It's never going to be there. So you have to be open-minded and understand that this is what's happening for the year and a half from now. This crescendo is just a part of something. And what they told me, that as a consciousness in humanity, we have to go that through that difficult challenges, because they said that will give you a lesson you have to learn, so you never ever you give your sovereignty away. Because they said to me, you have to be wise, you have to be strong, you have to be a warrior, you have to have the biggest heart but also the strength of steel. And they want that combination. So what they also said, that during this time that we're going to have the challenges, a lot of us came here to help and we channel and we're doing different stuff. They said that they're going to look every single person that was given this task to help humanity, like whatever you and I do, James. But they said what they're going to see is how we act with humanity when we get the power and the fame. What do we do with it and how we're treating people? Are you putting the money first, or are you really doing philanthropy or giving or charging something so you can sustain, but not to the point that people cannot breathe, mm-hmm. you know? Because they said money is power, but money could be used through donations, through support. That's going to be the pillar of the new society. And when everything becomes self-sustainable, then it's going to be, they said, different type of commodity, you know, that we're going to start doing. So they were explaining how this system's going to go. But right now, through all that purge of everything that's happening, all of us, they said, going to be put to test. And what they're going to look for are the people of all of us who are the strongest and who is really doing this in the name of humanity. And these people, after we move, go through that test, will be the pillars and will be pushed forward, so can really help humanity to lift everything and teach humanity for the new beginning.
Yeah, I think I have a lot of bad humor holograms I need to clean up.
Yeah, it's true. I saw a lot of people literally falling through the cracks like you wouldn't believe with money. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I see that. You know, that's one of the things I've seen. You know, I tell people the test. You know, there's a test. And watch what people do off the podium, off the platform. Yeah. How do they treat people around them? How do they act? How do they, and then watch the finances. Where does the money go?
Follow the money. Follow the money.
Follow the money. And the third one is, where is the money coming from? Which is the biggie. And a lot of times, you know, I know people in ufology and other things that are involved with some pretty despicable people that are, you know, they're known pedophiles and they're part of the Illuminati crowd and everything else. Mm-hmm. And they brag about it. They openly brag about it. And behind the scenes, they brag about even dancing at Bohemian Grove and things like that. And they talk about their connections with the Rockefellers, the Clintons, and the Podestas, and all these other people. And then you see these UFO movies, and John Podesta said, you know, and I go, do you know who these people are? You know, you think that gives you credibility mentioning this name or raises your stature or whatever? I said, these people are the lowest of the low, you know, and they aren't going to make it. You know, they aren't going to make it through these times because they don't even know what impeccable integrity means. It's not even part of their vocabulary, but I see this a lot. With all the new sciences, the new technologies, there's so much suppression. You know, you can just look I know I'll probably get censored for saying this, but the safe things we could have done besides the jab and how much those were suppressed. And then just take it to the next level. Look, there's been so much suppression on every level of the higher knowledge, the higher wisdom, safe alternative cures, all this stuff, all the way through. And we have to start looking at all the systems that we have in place, like the just us system. You know, the criminal courts are criminals.
Just want to, you know, James, very good that you end up talking about that. I just want to warn everybody, if anybody tells you that is going to be a massive something for everybody, so we convert everything immediately, you must understand that whatever was in there, it was mRNA mutation. That mutation was connected with nano, it's changing your DNA, so you're becoming completely different human. There was another substance there that is collecting a lot of resonances around, and that is changing your genetic compound. So you, there's no way, since you're individual and you have a very very unique DNA in the first place, somebody to give you one pill for all. It's got to be upgraded. They have to have your original blueprint of your DNA, which could be done through the ETs with very super technology. And that will include artificial intelligence, which is positive. And then you can be upgraded, but no matter what, you're going to get upgraded, no matter how things are happening. Now, if you have something like that happening, yes, some of the substances you may get rid of, but if you change your genetic mRNA and your DNA, that may not be reversible just like that. So you have to be very, very clear of the science. And if you don't understand any of the stuff, have faith in humanity, have faith in yourself, hold the ground, and do not consent to manipulation. Have a peaceful non-compliance. Look at for the laws. Peggy Hall, I talk about that. Peggy Hall is in a lot of sites that they're giving you exemptions and what you can do because the law is in your sight, but you don't know your rights. And this is how we're going to start having the rights. You've got to understand that the extraterrestrials are helping. We have the good guys that are also helping from governments. And what they told me, they talk about, James, about some kind of a system, which is a monetary system. I know they talk about a lot of a Nazareth, whatever that is. But they told me constantly when people were claiming, oh, my God, it's happening now, it's happening now. At the same time, I hear it's delay, it's delay, it's delay. And I start asking for that. And they said to me, the new system that is the monetary system that will be distributed to humanity will be after that we get rid of these minions.
Yeah.
Big. And they said the system is so secretive, they said to me, that even the people they think they know, they don't know, because nobody wants to hijack it. And now they're trying to get rid of the crypto, or right now China, for example, is trying to get a hands on a crypto so they can get into your, the government wants to get into bank account, or they want to make a globalized crypto where they can tell you, for example, if you don't have this or something else, you can buy or the money will be stopped. All that agenda, no matter what they try to do, the Council of Nine told me that they're not going to succeed in the end. But that doesn't mean we're not going to have some challenges with that through the process.
Yeah, I agree. We have a joke here. Everybody goes, when is this thing going to hit? And I go, Tuesday, you know, because, you know, and then I mean, I get an email every day. It's going to happen. It's going to hit this Tuesday, you know, this. And so it's been kind of a joke lately, but I agree with you about that. And I've told people before, I said, you know, there are some people that are so heavily invested in this and some of these things that are trying to unfold. And these people are about as dark as you can get. And who's going to put billions of dollars in their hands? You know, it's not going to happen. They're not going to allow it. So if you do believe there are higher forces or overseers, that's not going to happen. You know, it's not going to happen that way.
Like they give us the information. Yeah. They give you the information, but we have to be the one to take a freedom. They're helping you, but you cannot sit and wait somebody else to do the job. We all have to start doing the job and start helping humanity. They're giving you the information. They're giving you the quantum structure. Like you have a place that everybody can see spacecrafts and stuff like this, but you have to physically start taking action. And don't wait somebody else to do it, because if you look at it from the quantum structure, is nobody outside of you. You're projecting the people in your hologram. So when you start doing something, you're doing it for yourself. Is nobody outside of you. That's quantum structure 101. And so the break away from the illusion, understand that you're projecting the reality and you must take the action physically in the name of humanity so you can create the realities for the positive outcome. Stop waiting somebody else to do the job. Now is the time for us to be warriors and to show what we can do, because it's your playground and lesson. Mm-hmm. And through that lesson, your graduation, if you so call it, will be going through different realities of energies. It's almost like you're graduating masterclass. And now based on that, you're going to be doing stuff in interstellar. It's very important. Planet Earth is one of the toughest planets to really move through. So you all warriors, but that doesn't mean if you come here, you're not going to get into the fear, because it's very, very, very challenging.
Yeah. They say the bravest of angels are the ones that incarnated, you know, and you know, when you do incarnate, you can have an overview of your life and everything and what's going to happen in it, but you have no idea until you're in it, the emotional energy, the turmoil, the psychic turbulence, everything else that you're dealing with. And I think that, you know, some of the Pleiadians, I was having a conversation with them and they said, you know, I said, you must look at us like monkeys, you know, the things that we do. And they said, no, they said, we're just blown away that you have walked through so much garbage and so much turbulence and energy and you've overcome it. They said, a lot of us would just fold. They said, there's too much. We can't be in that energy. You know, we can't even be around that energy. And so, which goes into contact. If you want to have contact, you have to rise to the occasion. You have to raise your frequencies. And, you know, get rid of all the fear, guilt, unworthiness, all the other programs and raise your frequencies to have contact, because that's not their world. They don't operate under those frequencies. And so if you're rising to the occasion, they're going to come and help. They're going to come down and help lift you up and help clear the old wounds and traumas from past experiences and things like that. But we have to initiate it and we have to ask for it. And we have to have the intention of ascending and healing and things like that. That's up to us. And I realize too, some people have made that commitment and some didn't, you know, and may never, you know, so we have to come to terms with that.
Yeah, it's very painful for me. I totally agree what you just said here. What they told me that they were frustrated for the fact that we were sitting and waiting.
Yeah.
And they go, oh my God, now it's going to be another 30 months or 11 months. And I'm going, what are you really doing? What are you doing? What are you really doing in the name of humanity? Why are you sitting there? You see that they're abusing your children in school. Isn't that abuse? What is your child doing in that school?
Yeah.
Why are you in this job that they're suppressing you and you see 90% of being completely into fear and compliant, and then you awaken? Why are you there? Find different ways to move forward. That doesn't mean they're not going to squeeze here and there. But again, you can create the reality for the positive outcome. Have no fear. Move forward, because this is the time that they said all of us directly or indirectly is going to see. Look what's happening in Australia. in Victoria, Australia. Look what just Canada, Alberta just got shut down Tuesday. And now they're implementing, you know, passports.
Yeah.
You know, they want to do that. You may do it, but no matter they said what they try to do, in the end result between the battle back and forth, they're not going to succeed. And the other thing that they said, that we have to play the chess game, be in the battlefield and be clever. Use some of these systems the way they said they use that system to spy on you. They said the same system we're using to spy on them, and they were laughing. So they said, be clever and maneuver. See what they're doing. Be aware. Don't be afraid of it. And then pull on time, maneuver, go here, go there, switch stuff. Through this process, they said, you're going to create the outcome for positive realities because you took the action.
Yeah. I think that's the big key word right now is personal responsibility. And don't be a warrior, be a warrior. You know, don't worry about things because that's a form of prayer. You're manifesting it. And start really, you know, get into, we call it creationary mind versus reactionary mind. So most of humanity is in reactionary mind. They just react to whatever they tell them on CNN, which is all lies anyway. But I go, turn off your damn TV. You know, if you want to cure this thing we're dealing with, turn off your TV. That's the first thing, you know, and, you know, boost your immune system, get the D, the C, the zinc, the quinine and all the other stuff. I mean, I'm not a doctor. I'm not prescribing. This is what I've done for myself. And, you know, be smart. Like you're saying, take action, be smart, and you can cruise through this stuff. But if you're not going to take personal responsibility for your own health and your own enlightenment and your own ascension, you know, nobody's going to come do it for you. It just doesn't work that way.
Yeah, it's very good that you mentioned that, because they also said the same thing to me, to pull away from negative social media. You can watch your stories on whatever, laugh or my show or your show, whatever resonates with you, because you cannot just pick of the negative side. The negative side is another version of you and whatever is expressing in the matrix, okay? Because it's an experience and you're learning, like you're playing a game, and in this game is war back and forth, virtual reality. That's what you need to understand. But in that game, you win this time. And to win, you have to play the game cleverly. So they said, when you pull away from the negative side of social media, actually that is a projection of a matrix frequency that somebody is downloading a program in your consciousness. When you pull away, you are shutting down the program. Think of it as a computer. And when you shut down the program, no longer that frequency is towards you, that you're starting to emanate on it and vibrate on it, because everything, including you, is a frequency. Do you guys remember how you see somebody's putting a sound frequency towards a glass and the glass starting to wiggle and shatters? Well, this is exactly, think of it this way. So they said, replace whatever you do with positive. Listen to the shows and the music so you override the previous frequency. And the reason they said the people were brainwashed to such extent, because they went into their system, they studied into their system, basically they took the resonance. But they explained to me, in the quantum structure, when you project the same frequency, steady vibration of information towards a person, which is a ether consciousness, magnetic and gravitational field, they said that frequency, whatever the intention is, negative or positive, it's overtaking your being, which is the actually Merkaba around you, and you're starting to vibrate onto their signals, almost like a radio signals. And if it's negative, with a specific frequency is actually shutting down the shield of the Merkaba chakras that are being given to you from consciousness itself. And they said, basically what's happening, once they shut down this program, because they're using very clever frequency vibration, which is a lower sequence to bring you lower vibration, to be locked up in the 3D matrix, they said you no longer have a protection, and you literally like an open wound that anybody can bring everything in and you overtake it immediately. And that's what they said. This analytical program, we're talking quantum, this analytical program is no longer there. And don't be surprised why these people don't even see what you see, because they allow and consume themselves too many times to be overtaken. So now their consciousness is vibrating in their frequency.
Mm-hmm. That totally makes sense. The would you be open to answering some questions if we...
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah, because I think we've just got a few minutes left. And I'd like to have the people watching the show get a chance to ask some questions.
Of course, yes. And,
I have my lovely assistant, Kathy, here that's been taking questions throughout the show. And she's going to go ahead and ask some of the questions. And
which aliens are on the Council of Nine?
Oh, they said, who's on the Council of Nine? Which aliens or which group?
Well, what they told me, they're interdimensional. It's not only one group. They're from basically... almost like a Supreme Court from a different galaxies. Mm-hmm. That's all they told me.
Oh, okay. So nothing specific, I guess.
Nothing specific. But I've been with them and I have a total trust, because whatever they told me, it happened. And I was protected. I mean, you guys know all my story by now, whoever follow me. So it speaks for itself of who I am, I believe. You know.
Yeah.
I've seen
some different councils, the Orion Council of Light, the Andromeda Council, and there's a lot of councils out there. It's quite interesting. And some of them have
They just told me to mention, I'm sorry, James, the reason why they don't say too much, because if I start talking, they want the authenticity to be proven. And you cannot prove anything above the planet because people don't have this physical connection. So if you start talking, they trust you in a wimp and you start creating these realities, but they want to build enough frequency vibration when each individual somehow through us will be some kind of a physical contact.
Oh, great. That makes sense, because a lot of times they'll ask me, I mean, we'll ask some of the beings, where are you from? And they just tell us you have no reference points, you know?
Oh my God. I had something like this. Somebody asked me, they don't do that. And somebody asked me so many times, and they said, okay, Vega constellation, platform 773, blah, 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 some kind of a numbers. And everybody's like quiet. And I said, tell me now, how can I prove it that this is true? I just give you location in space time.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how to prove it. So if you don't trust me 100%, what can I do? But see, quantum structure, I can prove it to you. And that's why they said, they weren't giving too much. That's why they don't say, oh, I look like this. They give me very little. Usually my session goes by quantum structure and stuff like that, but very rare of who they are.
Yeah, I tell people, go and see for yourself.
Yeah, because listen, they told me this is so they can win away from the people that are lying, because there's a lot of, you know, manipulation out there. Anybody can claim that they speak light language. Anybody can claim, oh, you are from Pleiadian, Vega constellation, and blah, 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 and some stories. How do you know?
Yeah. There's a lot of things
why they're doing it this way
that I'm aware of and that I don't talk about because of that. Can't prove it. You know, I know it. I have full memory of it, but how do you prove it?
And until the time is right, we're not going to be allowed to show that, James.
Yeah, and if you do talk about it, then they're going to worship you. Oh, he's from here, he's from there. I go, no, I'm just James.
Yeah, that's all I did. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. I did.
You have another question there?
Yeah. Can souls switch places in a human body?
Oh, can souls switch places in a human body?
Yes, I'm one of them. Yeah. I was a walk-in. So what really happens when I'm Pleiadian soul, what really happened, they explained to me that when I was at certain age, young, maybe 10 or 8, I was missing for 6 hours. Nobody came found me. And then I found out that I was upgraded. But what happened is my mother, when she was giving birth to the soul, long time ago when I had automatic writing like a child, they told me, oh, this person left and you came in. And I had no idea what they were talking about. And yeah, they explained to me that when my mother gave birth to a different soul, when the time was right and that soul was born and became a girl, when the frequency was risen to certain resonance, through agreement, that soul left and my soul entered the body. And the reason for that is because my mother frequency could not have hold the vibration of my consciousness. Mm-hmm. And would have aborted me. And yeah, then it was necessary to get to this point because you carry direct lineage to the information through the matrix. And it has not been infiltrated.
Oh, great. Have you got another?
How do sixth and seventh dimensional beings kill and destroy lower density beings without compromising their own frequencies?
Did you hear that?
Yeah, that will be... they said they're not going to answer these questions. They're going to give stuff away. But the first thing was through agreements.
Oh, councils, okay.
And agreements.
How do we protect ourselves from a frequency war?
They said you are the ultimate frequency. What do you need to be protected from? Basically, you can override through your perception. Hold the vibration that you're a matrix reality, God you are, from your projection, everything in the universe exists. One particle that is flickering and expands to the universe and collapses to you in a fractal. Mm-hmm. So what are you protecting yourself from when you are the projector and the creator? Switch your emotions, thoughts, and understanding. Do not give in the hologram that you see. Switch your actions. Shut down the program of the hologram you see. That's quantum manifestation protocol. And then you override through action the hologram that you see. And eventually you're going to turn the whole reality into positive. Nothing is needed to be protected. However, for people that are into fear, you're going to need the help. You're going to need the physical action and the prayer with the imagination. For example, the meditation we did today, you know, the legions of the ether legions, you know, we had the geometry meditation. If anybody wants to look in the Harmonic Reactor YouTube channel, there are specific holographic expression in the matrix. So when you focus, you start projecting and shifting and open portals of realities. That could be a projection. And there is a video that is called, Galactic Meditation in Season 4. Study that protocol for meditation because it's based on quantum structure of how you combine in with an emotion so you can override the frequency in the holograms that you see. Mm-hmm. This knowledge is fundamental all of us to know so we can override anything you see in your hologram. Understand that everything you see in front of you, it's a matrix. And you are the one that is projecting the matrix through a program that you, from consciousness itself, agree to experience. You are the creator. You're it. Nothing to be afraid of.
Yeah, I always tell people, are you going to be a victim or a god or goddess? Which where do you want to identify?
That's right. They said nothing is right and nothing is wrong. It simply is based on a perception.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. How important is it to be consciously aware of what we are doing or thinking in the now?
Again, it simply is. So every probability in your thought, whatever you wish to do, it will manifest no matter what. For example, if right now I want to drink water, I'm going to take the action and I'm going to drink the water. That reality manifested because I took the action in a physical structure. I combined my thoughts and my physical with the emotion and created the outcome in a matter structure. However, the thought that I may be thinking not to take the glass of water also exists simultaneously in the structure, but did not manifest in the matter because I didn't take the physical action. However, that reality still exists in the matrix. One is with the water and one is without. So many, many more, whatever you choose in the physical action will be projected in the matter structure. Mm-hmm. Nothing is wrong. Everything is right in the now.
Who is currently in the inner earth?
They just told me there are three clusters of realities, parallel, simultaneously running, in and out portals. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm correct about that. I never been asked these questions. I don't know about you, James.
Yeah, the who's in the inner earth? It's almost like everything you ever thought of or imagined is in there. You know, things that we think are extinct are still existing on the inner
earth.
There
are stargates in there. They say the stargates, they're different. It's I'm seeing also like a port. They're coming in and out with ships.
Yeah, we have that here. We have a galactic airport in Mount Adams at the top. Like an intergalactic airport or whatever. And then in the middle is extreme technology that's working just with frequencies and energies.
Yeah.
Then below that are the inner earth beings. And I've gone there and I've seen everything from elven beings to fairies to giants to the ancient Atlanteans and Lemurians are in there. There are some beings in there that are very ancient that aren't quite physical. And they're kind of in and out. You know, they're like Casper.
They said they're very busy, like almost like really busy time, like doom, doom, like this I see.
Yeah.
But I was never asked that question, so this is the first time I'm answering something like that. Yeah,
they're very busy. They're getting things ready, and there's going to be a big reunion.
Almost like a rush. I see rush.
Yeah. Yeah, they're definitely on the move. Go ahead.
I don't have any more. I'm looking for some more.
Well, I think it's perfect timing. Because we ran out of questions and got to wrap it up, unfortunately. What is the best way for people to get in contact with you?
My suggestion is to go to my YouTube, to subscribe to my website, marinajacobi.com. And thank you very much. And also the YouTube channel, The Harmonic Reactor. And subscribe because every Saturday, every Friday night, I will send you a link for live webinar that is held every Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, New York. And then you can put all your questions and answers there. You can also book a session. At the moment, though, I'm literally booked 2 years ahead until 2023. And I cannot possibly have more. I know I have people in the waiting list. I'm probably going to start doing groups, and everything is based in energy philanthropy. You donate whatever you wish to for my sessions, for my webinars. I appreciate your support and donations. However, know that it's from my heart. Everything is being given totally for free to humanity. Nothing is black for you, and it's only by your wish, whatever you wish to do. And that is called energy philanthropy.
Nice. Hey, awesome show. I can't thank you enough for coming on the show and spending this time with us. And we'll have to do it again. And it's great seeing you again. It's been, what, a couple, 2 or 3 years or something?
Oh, a little bit more than that. But I had a great time. I had so much synchronicity with you.
Anyway, again, thank you so much for coming on the show. We're out of time. We've got to sign off. So this is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio, also simulcasting on YouTube, eSETI Stargate, and Rumble, and Odyssey, and a few others. So check out those if you can't get us on YouTube. Anyway, have a great evening. Keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. And may the force be with you.
Yes, peace. Bye, everybody. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.